Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another classic episode from our archives. Today, we're talking about scent again, this time the complex scent of libraries and the complex science of cataloging and conserving the scents of places.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you're like me, you love the smell of old-fashioned analog paper books. Old books, new books. And researchers at University College London suggest that these scents aren't just nice. They're an important part of the human experience. In an extensive study of smells, heritage, and historic paper published in the journal Heritage Science, the authors argue the importance of documenting and preserving smells. But why? The researchers realized that visitors at St. Paul's Cathedral Dean and Chapter Library in London frequently comment on the aroma of the space, saying they feel like they can smell history. Thanks to our limbic system, odors can make us pretty emotional, especially when they evoke memories. Scents affect how we experience different cultures and places and help us gain more insight into and engage more deeply with the past. The researchers posit that smells are a part of our cultural heritage and have historical value and deserve to be identified, analyzed, and archived. Using chemical analysis and sensory descriptions, the study authors set about figuring out a way for scientists and historians to do so. In one experiment, the researchers asked visitors at the historic library to characterize the odors they smelled. More than 70% of respondents considered the library smell as pleasant. All of the visitors thought it smelled woody, while 86% noticed a smoky aroma. 71% reported an earthy scent, and 41% said they smelled vanilla. Other less frequent responses ranged from musty to pungent and floral to rancid. In another experiment, the study authors analyzed the responses of 79 visitors to the Birmingham Museum and Art Gallery, UK, to the smell of a historic book from a secondhand bookstore. To capture the book smell, a piece of sterile gauze was soaked in 5 milliliters of an extract of the book odor and placed in an unlabeled metal canister, screwed shut to prevent visitors from peeking. The top three responses when the visitors were prompted to describe the smell: chocolate, coffee, and old. The team then analyzed the volatile organic compounds in the book and the library. Most odors are composed of these VOCs, which are chemicals that evaporate at low temperatures. VOCs are often associated with certain smell types. For example, acetic acid smells sour. Isoamyl acetate smells like bananas. Using the data from the chemical analysis and visitors' smell descriptions, the researchers created the historic book odor wheel to document and archive the historic library smell. Main categories, such as sweet or spicy, fill the inner circle of the wheel. Descriptors, such as caramel or biscuits, fill the middle. And the chemical compounds likely to be the smelly source, like furfural, fill the outer circle. The researchers want the book odor wheel to be an interdisciplinary tool that untrained noses can use to identify smells and the compounds causing them, which could address conservators' concerns about material composition and degradation, inform artifact paper conservation decisions, and benefit olfactory museum experiences.
Today's episode is based on the article "Researchers Create Odor Wheel That Breaks Down the Smell of Old Books" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Shelley Danzy. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.